All right, I'm here with Phil Zwirling of Change Our Name. We just saw a fabulous presentation here at the City Hall.
This is Town
At
Hall
Town Hall down here.
on Main Street in Fort Bragg. This is
Yes.
where the City Council meets.
Wonderful. And last time I caught you was a couple months ago at the Harbor Light Lodge, so I wanted to check in after tonight's very powerful presentation and just ask you what has been going on with the group and what do you have coming up soon?
Well, we understand this is going to be a long process of education and networking and making alliances, especially with tribal people here in Fort Bragg and in the vicinity. And it's not going to happen, not something that's going to happen immediately. The problem, or the problem, or the uniqueness of Fort Bragg is that it's an incorporated city. So the name can only be changed by a vote of the city council or a vote of the residents. Other localities in Northern California have been unincorporated municipalities. And so Confederate Crossing, their name was changed by their board of supervisors. The Squaw Valley in Fresno County, that name was changed by the Bureau of Geographic Names to Yakutz Valley. And now the people in Kelseyville in Lake County are appealing to the Bureau of Geographic Names to change the name of that unincorporated area as well. But here it's not going to be an outside body that makes the change. It's going to be the people who are here. And we have a great diversity of a population. We also have a great diversity of opinions. And so trying to come to an agreement is a struggle, which goes back 160 years when one of the commanders at this fort during the Civil War wrote to the War Department and said, "I think it's my patriotic duty to suggest we change the name of Fort Bragg." And then the commander in Humboldt wrote to the War Department and said, "There's a fort to my south named after a Confederate. Are we going to do something?" And unfortunately, nothing was done. And so it's been 160 years of fits and starts and attempts. As recently as 2015, the Legislative Black Caucus asked the City Council to change the name. The City Council refused. So it's going to be a long struggle. I don't think there's ever been a group locally that's been as committed to the name change as we have now. We have about 900 people on our mailing list. There are about 3,900 voters, registered voters in the city. So right now we're reaching out to people through teach-ins like this. We just heard this speaker, through our website, our Facebook page, our YouTube channel. At some point, I have to believe that we will have built a majority of people. And when we have tribal people speak out, it's so funny because, in a sense, funny in a horrific way, that the people who don't want to change the name have the slogan Fort Bragg Forever without realizing that there used to be another name. So we're trying to remind people of this history. I've talked to graduates of Fort Bragg High School who have no idea who Braxton Bragg was, who deny that there was ever a fort here. I mean, the education locally has been abysmal, you know? So I think some people will never change their minds, of course. But I think the more education that we have, the more likelihood that we're going to have a change here. And remember that as the speaker said tonight, changing the name is a little thing, kind of the least we can do, but a little thing. But then it leads into discussions of land back to indigenous people, a cultural center, better education in our high school and middle school. They're the only two schools, the only two public schools in California still named for a Confederate. That's 2 out of 10,000 public schools in the state. So these are the changes that are encompassed in this kind of looking at the past to build a better future for this city.
Thank you. And so what is the next event that you have coming up that folks can attend if they want to learn more?
On June 26th, we will have Professor Lori Alewa Thomas, who is a professor of ethnic studies for Mendocino College, and she is an indigenous person, and she'll be speaking about the relevance of indigenous studies today. And that'll be on June 26th at 7 o'clock at the Harbor Light Lodge here in Fort Bragg. And we'll continue these teachings each month. Each month we reach a few more people and build our support. We reach out to the tribes someday we'll all be celebrating a new name for the city.
Thank you very much, Bill.
This has been Jen Procacci reporting for KMUD.